This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. A school counsellor was looking out for her first grade children, and one day she noticed a little girl called Tracy who was having some difficulties adjusting to school life. She was a shy kid, didn't mix very well with the other kids, so Mrs. Edwards called Tracy into her office. Tracy, she said, I want to be your friend. I will never tell your mummy or daddy or your teacher anything we talk about if you don't really want me to, but I just want you to know that you can always trust me. And little Tracy started to cry and then said, gee, Mrs. Edwards, you're just like my dog. I think I know what she meant. Her pet dog was totally trustworthy, part of the family, and could be relied on. And this opens up for me this fascinating topic I want to talk about today. Am I a trustworthy person? Can my word be actually relied on? Do people trust me, believe in me? And can I keep a confidence in the way that I expect other people when I share with them? How about being true to my word? Do I say, look, we should get together for a meal sometime, and then I never take it any further? Or are you late for an appointment? You are always late. Now, I know these are personal issues, but they're worth, I think, talking about. Honesty and reliability are very good traits to have, as well as integrity and loyalty. How good it is if you're known as a person of your word. Now, I know that your trust in other people can go astray. You may have felt the pain of being let down by another person. Yes, people constantly disappoint us. A friend offers to help you move furniture, for example, on Saturday morning. He never shows up. Or your daughter says, yeah, I'll be home at 10, Dad, but it's midnight or 1 a.m. before she returns. I lost track of all the time, she says. Or your manager at work promises to let the boss know about that special role you had in the big project and he takes all the credit for himself. Or a neighbour lets his dog dig in your shrubs and your garden even after you've asked him not to. Now, they may be only small things, but there are myriad examples of one human being failing another, and it happens. The Boy Scout movement have a part of its motto, a scout tells the truth, he keeps his promise. Honesty is part of his code of conduct. People can depend on him. So what I'm talking about are trustworthy people. Are there particular traits that you can see in a trustworthy person? Yes, I believe there are. No one is perfect, of course, but most of the time you can see these things. For example, they say when they say something will happen, it usually does. If they tell you about an event, the information that they give you is correct. Trustworthy people don't lie, and they don't expect you to lie for them, and they usually don't lie by omission to protect you or because they want to avoid upsetting you. They speak the truth. They're not hypocritical, and if they have to give an apology, they usually give very real apologies. It was Mahatma Gandhi who once said, be the change you wish to see in the world. In other words, he's talking about you and me. We all need to improve in the way we think and act, and you can't really expect the people around you to be trustworthy if you are not. Now, I see that the Apostle Paul wanted to know, as a Christian leader, he wanted others to know him as a leader of trust. And he wrote to the church at Corinth, and we have it recorded in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. We don't try to fool anyone or twist God's message around, he said. God is our witness that we speak only the truth. Why? So others will be sure that we can be trusted. There it is, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. No wonder it says in Proverbs 11, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. That's Proverbs 11, 13. And then in chapter 20, verse 6 of Proverbs, God's word said, there are many who say, you can trust me, but can they be trusted? Good people live right, Proverbs 20, verse 7. So the Hebrew word for trustworthy actually means to be dependable, faithful. Jesus put his trust in a group of 12 dedicated people. Two of them, of course, gave way. But in the end, he trusted them. And we can also try to be people of trust. Lord, this is a quality that we really do want to have. Teach us how to be good and trustworthy people. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.